fingernails on the top of a row of taps.
Okay, so we have Bud, Stella, Corona, Heineken, Amstel, and Lighthouse Ale, which is a local brew. Push the local brew if they tell you to pick one. Got it? I nodded. She turned to the mirrored shelves behind us. Everything is top shelf. The most popular stuff, vodka, Jack Daniels, rum, Fireball, tequila, are all stocked on the left and right side of the bar, so we're not banging into each other as much. She pointed to beneath the bar. Glasses, syrups, sinks, and coolers for bottled beer are all under here. On top of the red cooler, there's a laminated book that gives you the ingredients to any cocktail you don't know how to make. Red cooler. Got it. She tapped her finger to her lip. What else? Oh, if anyone gives you any problems, just whistle, and Oak will take care of it. Oak?
She motioned to the front door, manned by the huge man that I'd passed on the way in.
The bouncer. I don't know his real name. Everyone just calls him Oak. I assume it's because he's built like a tree. He's the bouncer and fill-in manager when the owner isn't around.
Riley pulled her purse from under the bar and lifted the strap onto her shoulder.
Which, lucky for me and you, he shouldn't be tonight. He'd freak out if he knew I left someone without experience behind the bar.
My eyes widened.
He shouldn't be in tonight? What happens if he shows up? Relax. The rich prick was in the city for some board meeting today. He's not going to show up.
Riley kissed my cheek and ran out from behind the door. She yelled over her shoulder,
"Thanks for doing this. I owe you one."
My first few customers ordered beer. Aside from some extra foam because I hadn't mastered the art of pouring yet, no one seemed to be the wiser. That is, until a group of four women approached.
"I'll have a Cosmo. I'll have a Paloma. I'll have a Moscow Mule."
"A what?"
"I'll take a Corona, please."
At least the one with manners wouldn't be getting her drink screwed up. I poured the Corona, shook up a Cosmo. Since it happened to be my favorite, I actually knew how to make that one, and then started to flip through the drink mix book that was on top of the red cooler. Only, it didn't have a recipe for a Moscow Mule or a Paloma.
I headed down to Tia. "Hey, what goes into a Moscow Mule?" "Seriously? I've never been asked to make that one, but I think it's just 2 ounces of vodka, 4 ounces of ginger beer, and lime juice."
"Thanks. What about a Paloma?"
"Who the hell are you serving?" She laughed. 2 ounces of tequila, 7 of grapefruit soda, and lime juice. The weird drink mixers like ginger beer and grapefruit soda are in the bottom of the cooler. You'll have to dig."
"Got it. Thanks." On my way back down to the other end of the bar, I stopped to refill a beer and made change for someone. The music was just so loud and distracting, and I was feeling a bit overwhelmed, so by the time I grabbed glasses and started to make the ladies' drinks, I wasn't sure I remembered it correctly. Was it ginger ale, beer, vodka, and lemon? I looked down to the other end of the bar. Tia had a shaker going in one hand, and the other was pouring a beer. The bar was also starting to get backed up.
"Did you forget about our drinks?"
Mule Lover had an attitude.
"Coming right up.
And don't blame me if it tastes like crap." I whipped up my best impersonation of the stupid cocktails and poured them both into a fancy glass. Everything tasted better in a swanky glass anyway. After I rang them up, I moved on to the next customer.
"I'll take a mudslide,"
the guy with the pastel pink polo said.
Okay.
I glanced down to Tia. She was still busy. I couldn't interrupt her for every customer.
"That's with Kahlua, right?"
The guy gave me a look. What was with everyone at this place?
"Maybe you should get a job at the ice cream store down the block if you don't know how to make a mudslide."
"Maybe you should drink beer instead of a lady's drink," I countered.
"It's for my girlfriend. Not that it's any of your business."
"Oh."
I walked to the recipe book. Why aren't these things in alphabetical order? Mudslide was second to last. Vodka, Bailey's Irish Cream, Kahlua, milk, all in equal parts. Two other customers ordered their drinks as I mixed the cocktail. I needed to learn not to make eye contact until I was